are a human animal. You are a very special breed. For you are the only animal who can think, who can reason, who can read. The cow goes moo, the dog goes ruff, the cat meows, and the horse kicks up his hoof.
And so the only human animal is you, you, you. You are a human animal. You are a very special breed. For you are the only animal who can think, who can reason, who can read.
The pig goes oink, and the mule hee-honk. The duck goes quack, and the sheep baa. And so the only human animal is you, you, you.
You are a human animal. You are a very special breed. For you are the only animal who can think, who can reason, who can read.
The chick goes quack and the coyote no. The birds tweet tweet and the fish goes no.
And so the only human animal is you, you, you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin Tepkus. It's July 14th, 2012, and I'll be your host for the next hour on Just an American. Now, this week's broadcast is entitled Agitprop 3, Remedies, Receipts, Recipes, and or Prescriptions 4. And soon, I'll be joined by Jerry Kirk of The Gathering Offering. His broadcast airs every Thursday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time. And as well with Peter Neese, the legal researcher, frequent and popular guest, familiar to many of you already as John Stadtmiller's special guest on the National Intel Report, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Jerry and Peter present remedial prescriptions for agitprop. Remember, it was that word, coined during the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, that combined those two words, agitation and propaganda. Agitation appealed to emotion, propaganda to beliefs, and to all things relative to mind. Yet agitprop is all around us, as we are targets in a 360-degree asymmetric war. So we're going to address this reality in today's episode, Agitprop 3, here on Just an American. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, and for your convenience already posted, refer to larkintexas.blogspot.com. And you will find Agitprop 3. After the break, we're going to bring on Jerry and Pete, but I want to make note that every bump-in segment, which normally begins with a song, will begin with what I would regard as examples of agitprop, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, agitation appeals to emotion, propaganda to the mind. Does it necessarily speak to what is moral or good or bad? It just is what it is. So stay tuned for Agitprop 3.
Yeah. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
On RBN, I only caught about four or five things that I felt were actionable.
Robert Wright, senior editor of the New Republic, writes that much power now vested in the nation-state is starting to migrate to international institutions. World government, he claims,
is probably in the cards. And what's more, it's a good idea.
Often those working for world government present themselves not as advocates, but as mere analysts of inevitable natural trends. By casting the steps toward world government in a favorable light, they prepare the public to accept what lies ahead. Federalist Association, or WFA, is one of the largest organizations that openly promote world government. Periodically, the WFA extends a global governance award to a prominent individual pushing for the same goal. Former CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite was among the recipients of the WFA award.
Thank you very much. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level to deal with world problems. We need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government.
In a closed-circuit hookup, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite.
For decades, you've told us the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
In 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled The Birth of the Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
After receiving the award, the editor, Strobe Talbott, was appointed Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. In February of 2000, the New York Times allowed the WFA a full-page ad to spread its globalist propaganda. However, those striving for world government generally keep their objective hidden from the public eye. The late Senator Alan Cranston explains why to his fellow globalists in the April 1976 issue of Transition magazine.
The more talk about world government, the less chance of achieving it, because it frightens people who would accept the concept of world law.
Globalists often cloak their ultimate goal behind less threatening labels, terms as world order, collective security, interdependence, global community, economic integration, or convergence. However, all point down the same road. Yet candid admissions do occur. Occasionally, they even expose official policy. One of the most blatant is recorded in a confidential 1961 study commissioned by the U.S. State Department. A world effectively controlled by the United Nations directly states the key point.
It is world government we are discussing here, inescapable.
The author, MIT professor Lincoln P. Bloomfield, also explains that the U.N. would have to have an unchallengeable monopoly on military power.
A world effectively controlled by the United Nations is one in which world government would come about with the establishment of supranational institutions characterized by mandatory universal membership. National disarmament is a condition for effective UN control.
The Bloomfield study is grounded in official American policy. That policy is stated openly in Freedom from War, the United States program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world. It was presented to the UN General Assembly by President Kennedy. The document calls for the transfer of national armaments to UN control in three stages. Stage 2 proposes that
the UN Peace Force shall be established and progressively strengthened.
At the dawn of the 21st century, programs to complete this stage are firmly established and well underway. The Freedom from War blueprint concludes with Stage 3.
Where no state would have the military power to challenge the progressively strengthened UN Peace Force.
This policy has guided every administration since. Even so-called conservative Republican administrations have been committed to building this new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Yet the potential dangers from this massive power transfer are not being discussed in the public arena. Behind the conduct of top American officials and their media allies exist motivations that stepping back in time can help clarify.
Welcome back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Kirk, are you with us today?
Yeah, Lark, how are you this afternoon?
I'm just fine. Peter Neese, are you there yet?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, welcome.
Thank
now,
you.
The way I designed the show today, I'm just going to have some examples of agitprop, agitation and propaganda combined. You're welcome to comment if you wish. Ladies and gentlemen, If you'd like to comment on any of our discussion today, we certainly welcome your input. That toll-free number is 1-800-313-9443. But we want to get today to remedies. Remedies for agitprop. Now, I wonder, Jerry or Pete, would either of you have any comment that you'd like to make at this point as before we really get into this?
Pete, go ahead, and I'll catch on after you.
I would just rather listen to the material. I haven't heard the material yet that he's going to represent.
Okay. Well, people become agitated when they think they know what a word means, and yet somebody has changed the meaning of the word. In other words, words have been debased. The language has been debased.
Or they simply have an alternate definition or perception, interpretation of that word.
Yes. And so when you have people, good people, and between four people, they think that a word means four different things, it becomes very hard to communicate, and our society becomes very agitated by legal ease, and it becomes very foreign to them. So, you know, they get agitated, and, you know, and just your word falls into what happens to people.
And that makes for a very frightful environment. People are responding to the fear that's engendered by such a situation. Not always in the right ways, of course.
Yes, and if you ask, you know, do a survey of most people, what will scare them the most, quite frankly, is going in front of a judge in a courtroom. They're actually very afraid of something of that nature.
Yeah, I'd like to bring out, for the benefit of the listeners, and this was brought to my attention by John Kaminsky. I have two of his articles posted on today's program notes, ladies and gentlemen. Again, LarkinTexas.blogspot.com. You'll see it, Agitprop 3. He speaks to this word called technosis, T-E-C-H, tech, gnosis, N-O-S-I-S. John describes it as the first cousin to psychosis, or the mental disease caused by thinking every question in life can be answered by technology. And as I like to remind myself and others, technology also includes language. And of course, his reference, or his use of this word, technosis, is in reference to an article which he's entitled, Tunguska, Tesla, and Technosis. But unfortunately, I have to say that this is a word that I personally want to start employing more often to describe the reality surrounding us. As you described it, Jerry, we have a problem with communication. The problem is that we have a failure to communicate. And it's not readily recognized that this is indeed a reality. It is language itself which fails us. And of course, too, as evidenced by the bump-in that we just listened to. My goodness, did either one of you, Jerry or Pete, decide that we had a natural propensity to want to be herded and imprisoned, controlled, managed?
When we're looked at as animals, yes. But I mean, do I look at people that way or do I think of them that way? No. But a ruler, a king or whatever, would probably take that analogy as far as his subjects were concerned.
Well, my goodness, if we were all regarded as animals, and particularly, heaven forbid, the people themselves begin to regard themselves as animals, then don't we kind of have a law of the jungle at play here?
Well, we do have the law of the jungle going on this planet, and those that are Canaanites, they want to treat everybody like an animal.
Well, hold on there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this message.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We have the FDA, the IRS, the EPA, FEMA, and many others functioning autonomously and unchecked with the full force of the federal government.
It's a government of, by, and for the bureaucrat. It really is a government that's out of control and that threatens our liberties every day.
There's a concern right now that the FDA has been influenced by Big Pharma in such a way that they're going to remove from the marketplace all of the new dietary ingredients that were introduced after October 15, 1994.
They've also tried to institute maximum dose levels so that dietary supplements sold above a certain dose level can only be available by prescription.
The FDA uses its power to censor and disallow truthful claims about the value of nutritional supplements.
The dietary supplement industry is under siege by the FDA. Drug lobbyists do not want the American public to have access to low-cost, totally safe nutritional supplements that compete with pharmaceuticals.
The FDA uses Gestapo-like tactics
when it decides to take action against a dietary supplement company or a food company.
We have 100,000 armed federal agents, many of them working for the Food and Drug Administration, and we see that those agents are engaging in behaviors that are reprehensible.
They started walking around, they drew their guns, and I'm like, why are you drawing guns?
The raid on Rossum involved no less than 5 government agencies. In the past 3 years, there have been at least 8 government raids across the U.S. involving raw dairy.
The U.S. Food Safety and Modernization Act would give the FDA more money to hire agents and begin arresting small organic gardeners, raw dairy farmers, people who provide food to local farmers markets.
Are we going to be forced to consume GMOs and chemically laced food and milk with recombinant bovine growth hormone? Are we going to have to eat animals with antibiotics? And the answer is you already are.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
You could be violating laws you don't even know exist.
Well, Pete, Jerry, what do you think? Do you think we're under foreign occupation or what?
There's a remedy for that, and basically that deals with the medium of exchange that you use under the Uniform Commercial Code under 1-105 or 1105. But I don't know how nasty the courts are going to be, and that's the problem that we have, because the courts are ruling under martial law rule and rule of necessity. Therefore, I can bring a real truthful argument up, a winning argument, one that would award me billions, and the court basically can turn on me in an instant and change the law. So, like I said, we live in a real weird time, and most Americans out there that go to work every day and everything, they don't realize what kind of system that we're actually living under, and the system really is not fair. The system is for the creditor, and the creditor happens to be the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private international corporation. It's not part of the United States, nor is it part of the United States of America. So all your Congress people and all your state people and all your city people and all these people are up under Title V, and they work for the creditor. You are dubbed the debtor.
Well, it sounds like they're trying to cull their herds, seriously. They've got all these assets in the form of human resources, and seems like about 90% of them are extraneous. So perhaps what they're really doing, without spooking the herd too badly, they're just trying to poison and kill us off.
Right.
What say you there, Jerry?
Well, you know, that's pretty obvious when you read the book of Revelation. It talks about a third of the people here and a third of the men here and a third of the men there all going to die at the latter days, and that's what they're doing. That's their job, is to be the, you know, you've got a carrot, and you got, and that's the Father's laws, and you got the stick, and that's the Canaanites that will find, you know, and impose upon you the death of a thousand cuts. And that's what they're imposing upon us. They're killing us 1,000 different ways.
Now, of course, those that go along with the Canaanite agenda, shall we say, and so to speak, as I style it, I would call these people opportunists, the go-along to get-along type. I would call them unwitting dupes and or useful idiots, as the communists used to say. And I wonder if you guys would address this that I have brought to the attention of the listener several times. I hold that people that are employed by the government or get their paycheck as a direct result of some kind of a government contractual arrangement, and especially if they're beholden to a group, like say they're a member of Congress, they're a governor, they're a public school teacher or a scientist with a government contract. We'll complete this after this next message, commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Originally, it was invented as a piece of social technology, a very great invention. It served, I think, if not a spiritual, at least a very deeply human function from the earliest times.
But over time, money took over not as a means, but as a measure of wealth.
We are currently living in a society in which money has become the objective for everything that we can think of.
We get so infatuated, it becomes almost an object of spiritual veneration.
Sure, we've got all kinds of material stuff, but are we any happier for it?
We think more is better and it's going to make life better, but that's just a formula for dissatisfaction.
The whole world has been locked in debt. Every government's in debt, people everywhere are in debt. That's why we have all this pressure on growth, growth, growth.
In the aggregate, as a species, we are consuming faster than the environment can regenerate.
Every year, we're using a quarter more of the planet's resources than we have. And there are no other planets.
The system is systemically unstable.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So there we have it. More agitprop. Getting back to my point, though, Jerry, Pete, I hold that we're surrounded by criminals. And a lot of these people don't know they're criminals. But most of the time, Even an animal in nature regards a criminal as one intending to do him or it harm. For example, if I had a child today, I would consider, based on the limited knowledge that I possess, that placing my child in the public school system is tantamount to child abuse. I couldn't conceive of it. And frankly, when I get around allopathic physicians, university professors, people that are involved in writing grants, and bar attorneys, pastors, preachers, rabbis, shamans. I mean, these people literally make my skin crawl. They make the hair rise up on the back of my neck. Now, I think that's a healthy instinct. But when this criminality is systemic in a socialist society, I mean, of course it's going to force people into an insular world. Of course you don't want to engage. You guys have some thoughts along those lines?
What I was going to say to you in an animal sense, an animal reacts basically without really, really thinking. I mean, it has some what you would call nature sensing what its enemy is and what its enemy is not. A human being has more reason than an animal. And a lot of times a human being has what we call a sixth sense, and that sixth sense is the animal part of the human being, but it alerts them to the fact that what their regular senses can't see is giving them a condition to have some fear of some kind.
The three words that come to mind for me, Pete, there are instinct, intuition, and that word sensoria or sensorium, okay. The singular version. Basically, and that refers to what you refer to as the sixth sense, which also could point to that word intuition. Mm-hmm. But I think this is being bred out of us and by design. It's a healthy thing to regard or to be wary of repercussions when it comes to engagement in nature.
Right.
Another animal, let alone another human being. But that's a vicious kind of a circle and a violent kind of an environment. When you have to regard everyone as a potential enemy.
That's what you have today with the police officer. He wears a badge, he wears a gun. Okay, you're not the powers to be out there don't want you to have a gun, yet you have a document that says you have the right to the Second Amendment, and it costs you an arm and a leg to defend that in court and everything, and it reaches a point where, like you were saying, everyone is my enemy.
Jerry, you have some thoughts there before we revisit what we've already spoke to in the last couple of episodes?
Well, basically, an awful lot of the listeners of RBN, they have a perception of who they are. And somebody else, like me or Peter or you, may walk up to them and say, hey, you think you're this, but in reality, you're not. And if you don't wake up, you're going to wind up walking in front of a courtroom, and you're going to find out that Peter and Lark and Jerry are telling you the truth, that you're not really who you think you are because of the teachers and the entire deception of the society. And people need to understand that. When you hear the term non-resident alien, most people think of illegal Mexicans. They think of some kind of jihadist that are sneaking into the country. They think of E.T. They don't realize that the things that they want are contained in these two words, non-residents one word and aliens another word. I like to use non-resident and alien to specify it better. And people, all their lives, because their grandpas and their great-grandpas and their dads were killed supposedly actually defending this country. They want to be red, white, and blue and support the Constitution. Well, the way we got into this shape, ladies and gentlemen, the one exact vehicle has been the Constitution, as ruled by your black robes in Washington, D.C. And if you want to continue to be ruled by the black robes, then just do nothing. Don't get upset and say, I don't like somebody making me into something I'm not. And that's where you got to get to in your head.
Like a target.
Right. And you are, the individual has been made the target. And right now, it is my opinion, where the Christ says there's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. We're still in the sowing period. At some particular time, that sickle will be put to reaping. And when we get there, a lot of people are going to say, you remember the good old days when we were trying to educate ourselves? These people that are wanting to grab the gun right off the bat, they really don't know what war is. They don't know what fighting is. They don't know what death and destruction is. But you got to get mentally tough and physically tough to get ready for this reaping. And so you got to learn non-resident alien. If you don't want to learn, then quit crying in your beer. You know, if you don't want to do anything, quit crying in your beer. You've got to stand up and actually do something. That's called educate yourself.
So, Pete, would you like to define those? And, yes, I am reminded that non-resident is actually a singular word today. Those two words, first alien and then resident or non-resident.
Well, before we go into that and I explain that, I would like to give Jerry's information if people want to contact him. And I'd like to give or have you give my information if people want to contact me if they wish to discuss some of these topics further.
Well, very good. You. I can do that. Jerry Kirk's phone number is 870-496-2727. Again, 870-496-2727. And to contact Pete, that email address is lawman, L-A-W-M-A-N, 07, at live, live.com. Lawman, 07, at live.com. Shoot him a question, get an answer. Either one of these gentlemen.
And I'd like to point out, Lark, if it's okay with you, that this week, by post, Peter got me this 19-page, which is large print, and it's real easy to read, the legal basis for the term non-resident alien. Now, Pete can't afford to print that out and, you know, spend $1.50 in stamps to everybody, but he's got it available by email. I could only find two minor areas of slight disagreement, okay, out of 19 pages. This is for you. All you have to do is emailing. And you can get these 19 pages and start beginning to learn and read it two or three times. If you think you can read it one time and get it, well, I sure would like to have you come, you know, help me in all my work. Because I have to read things two or three times if it's, like, involved legalese to make sure I get it. But you really ought to take advantage of it. All you have to do is send him your email address. All he has to do is push a button, and you're going to get 19 pages for free.
And by the way, if there's anybody out there that knows how to pin a PDF file into Blogger, which is, of course, the self-publishing software platform that I employ at my program notes page, please shoot me an email, larkintexas@gmail.com. You guys want to bring up a couple callers?
That'd be great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vicki in Idaho, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. I have a question for your guests. They're advocating declaring themselves as non-resident aliens. And what I'm wondering is if they wouldn't, in effect, be putting themselves in the category of a Pan-American Union or North American Union status. Effectively, giving up their American citizenship to become a North American citizen.
Can I address that, Jerry?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am, you have to understand that it really wasn't ourselves that coined this phrase, non-resident alien. This particular phrase was coined in the Bruchhaver case. And Jerry may have the cite for the Bruchhaver case that he can give after I'm through talking. But this explains, ma'am, the relationship that's in the Constitution. Because if you read Article 4, Section 2, it says state citizens. I'm going to repeat myself. It says state citizens. It does not say U.S. citizens. U.S. citizen came about later on with the 14th Amendment. And you say, well, gee, what's the difference? Well, the 14th Amendment was coined under martial law rule and rule of necessity of war, whereas the regular Constitution basically was done by civilized men and a meeting of the minds, and where people's unalienable rights were held in high esteem. After the Civil War, we are under martial law rule, and today we're under martial law rule. So to answer your question, I think you better study how this word is being used, non-resident alien, and see how it pertains to the two different United States. And when you say two different United States, yeah, if you look up the District of Columbia and you just look at the word Columbia, Columbia means the United States. So is the United States of Colombia the same as the United States of America, United States? No, it's not. And this is the problem that we have today, and this is how they slid us over through contract and everything else as far as legalese is concerned, over to become under a private international law, okay, and that's why they are a member. The District of Columbia, United States, is a member of the UN. The United States of America could never be a member of the UN because its own constitution blocks it from being that.
Well, okay, but if you look at the Organization of American States...
Ma'am, what is the okay but?
Well, because I want to say that the United States, America, is a member of the Organization of American States, and the Organization of American States is a recognized regional organization under the UN.
Ma'am, if you do a little study, please, on these words, you'll find out that the District of Columbia United States Corporation created another corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. But in their law of statutory, basically liberal meaning, they said they were going to leave off the incorporated. So we're using duality here in words. And you've really got to go in and do your homework to understand how this trick has been played on you.
Well, I understand that they've done a lot of trickery, but what I would like to understand is really the concept, the overall concept of the trickery. Now, it seems to me that what you're trying to do with the concept of non-resident alien is to pull yourself out of what we all understand to be our country. Okay, our country, bordered by Canada, bordered by Mexico. And all of this legalese that you're using to do that, there is a point to all of this legalese. And
Ma'am, I haven't used any legalese on you.
Well, you're referring me to the legalese that you're speaking of.
No, ma'am. Would you agree or would you not agree with me? There is what we call a de jure, an original United States of America, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay, and in that original United States of America, that the Declaration of Independence talks about, weren't we promised unalienable rights?
Well, yeah.
Weren't we promised that we could control our courts with American common law?
Ma'am,
it's in the Seventh Amendment. If you'd read your Constitution, because
the Supreme Court is mentioned in the Constitution, and I don't know about the other courts.
Let me interject something. We've got several callers on the line holding, and for the interests of, for the sake of the other callers, I want to get them in as well. I want to point out, Pete and Vicky, that even under international law, the individual, no matter in what nation, has the right to declare his nationality and his legal status. And even under international law, we have a right to assert what status or jurisdiction we hold ourselves to be. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Callers, you too.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hello, America. You know and I know that we live in historic times. For several years now, I've tried to bring you the news and bring you the truth. What I hadn't told you was about 2 years ago, I came to the realization that this thing was so big that I didn't think there was a way out. I really didn't think that we would be able to restore our nation. And little by little, it came to me that, yes, it can be restored, but we had to put the pieces in one at a time. And we had to start with God. That was restoring honor. Then we had to have courage, because we are facing times that are uncertain at best. We are going to see things in our lifetime, both dastardly and miraculous. We needed the courage to be able to withstand. We needed to know what we believed in, what was not worth dying for, but what is worth living for, what is worth standing for. If we had honor and courage, we could make it. But then, in a trip to Poland last year, I learned something about what really makes the difference. And it's the same thing that Martin Luther King knew and the same thing that Gandhi knew. Love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. On July 28th. And yes, on July 28th, the day after the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, we're going to have Glenn Beck in his worldview. He intends to fill up Texas Stadium right here in my backyard and mesmerize all of you to restore love. But I can assure you, if you'll investigate the program notes page today, that restoring love has an agenda, and it is a communitarian agenda. Vicky in Idaho, I would really appreciate it if you get a hold of Pete, and I hope that I can be apprised of the resolution, because I believe that there's understandable misapprehension and miscomprehension so long as we're talking past one another. But I know that you desperately want to get an answer from Pete, and Pete is quite open to contacting him. Now, I want to bring up Rich in Alabama. Rich, you have about 45 seconds.
Yes, I would like somebody's statement on Justice Roberts' opinion on the health care mandate. And I'm hearing on one of the camps that he actually did us a favor and it has something to do with the Commerce Clause. So can I, somebody comment on that, please? Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
I will say that you cannot trust anybody on the Supreme Court. Just ask where they get their paychecks, where they got their education, and I can tell you unequivocally that Chief Justice Roberts is a communitarian, as is everyone on the Supreme Court today.
The only way he could rule was to say that it is a tax, and he had to rule it a tax, so it just made it easier for everybody to understand it.
It's all agitprop. It's a dog and pony show. Go home. Larry in Arkansas, you have about 45 seconds.
I got a quick question for Jerry. In the Bible, at the time of Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge. Is that true?
Not in my opinion. She had sexual relationships with the fallen angel Tadriel, and she had a child with him named Cain.
Oh, so knowledge didn't really have anything to do with anything.
That's the way it was conned into everybody else, but it the knowledge was she wanted to have sexual knowledge with somebody outside of her race.
Okay. So knowledge, knowledge itself doesn't really have anything to do with mankind, then, other than...
No, sir. Okay. In the book of Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's all
types of
knowledge.
We'll have to end it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for calling in. Everyone, thanks for listening. Stay tuned to RBN.